Varför är en podcast från Filoprax, Göteborgs filosofiska praktik. Här pratar vi om det som kallas mission och vision på göteborgska. Mission är vad du gör, hur och för vem. Vision är din dröm, din ledstjärna. Varför du gör som du gör. I det här avsnittet funderar Joshua Bronson på engelska över sina svar. Your mission statement?
Yeah, so my mission statement would be to facilitate better decision making for decision makers in organizations by infusing philosophical rigor and concepts into policy and practice.
It's long. Put it yes, here so it I can long. Read it. Wait. So for decision makers in
organizations.
In organizations.
And I say organizations, not just businesses, because of course businesses are for-profit organizations, but yeah. There are non-profit organizations.
Could be schools as well.
Could be schools, yeah. Could be religious organizations. It could be any kind of place where you have people organized. That's very general.
Yeah. Could it be for... Okay, yes, yeah, for organizations. Because I'm thinking... Mm. I might need help organizing me.
Yes.
Yes. Do I qualify as an organization?
Well, not quite. So, I mean, the vision is to help people in general, but especially people in businesses.
Yeah.
To think more philosophically or have more philosophically informed thinking. So, people in general is the wider aim.
Yeah.
But my mission at the moment is to focus on organizations. So, individuals, of course, are an aspect of that, but it's organizations that are my primary mission at the moment, focus at the moment.
And who are the decision makers?
Yeah, well, that's a complicated question, actually. So, I mean, most organizations have official structures that tell you who should be making decisions. It's normally the head of this or the head of that or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's normally more diffuse than that. It's more complicated. So... But I say decision makers very specifically because in each organization there are some people that will take any decision that the organization faces. And it's that person, whoever that person is, that is the one that really I want to address.
Yeah.
So it could be the one on paper that says, you know, this person decides, but it could also be somebody that is delegated the decision. So they're delegated to make a particularly difficult decision.
But it's so these decisions, in any case, they make a difference for the other people in the
absolutely.
Organization. Yeah. So it's something with responsibility.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And you want to facilitate that by infusing philosophical rigor and concepts.
Yeah.
Why? Why do we need philosophy?
Why do we need philosophy? Because our thinking determines the range of options that we see in a decision is one way to put it. So if you're faced with a decision, and particular kinds of decisions I'm interested in are those that are uncertain, that have a high degree of uncertainty in them. How you face that decision is determined by a whole range of things, but especially it's determined by how you think prior to facing that decision. So in essence, your philosophical worldview, how you see the world, how you see the way the world functions, that will lead you to see some options as being more viable than others. And if you haven't thought through that background, then you're going to end up making decisions that you are either not fully in control of or that you don't fully understand. And maybe more importantly for an organization, that you're not able to explain to somebody else. So being able to communicate with other people in the organization about the decisions you take requires you to understand why you make that decision. And to understand that, you need to address, well, philosophical issues.
So your job is both on a sort of, I hate to use the word, psychological, but a sort of personal psychological level.
Yeah.
Why do you see the things you see? Why do you see the consequences and the paths that you see? And you also help with the logic of the actual events and premises and consequences and conclusions of yeah. any decision. Right.
Right. Although I guess I would want to make a little bit of a distinction. So psychological can be a broad term, but mm-hmm. I think there's there's psychological factors,
mm.
which obviously people need to be aware of. But there are also specifically conceptual factors, the intellectual yes. factors that also determine what you end up doing. So there might you might have for a good example is you might have an unconscious prejudice about something. So let's say when you are interviewing, you tend to favor people that went to a certain university, and you do that unknowingly. You can address that by looking at your conceptual background, i.e. the way in which you make the decision. If you detail that out, you can pick up on where that might be the case, and that will allow you to make the decision in a better way. But there are maybe psychological factors that you aren't able to directly control. What I'm interested in is the conceptual things that you can control.
Ah, good distinction. Important one.
Yeah, that's a good one, yeah.
Yeah.
That's why philosophy matters.
Yeah. It's not just random terms.
No, it's not. No. Not at all. I mean, it has real world application. Absolutely. Yeah.
Your vision statement, read it.
Yeah, so the vision statement is a world where people, and especially in businesses or organizations, make more philosophically informed decisions. I think in general, in the world now, we can see that we tend to be overloaded with stimulus that pushes us to make decisions without having the time or the capabilities to reflect on. And that goes for businesses as well as for individuals. So,
yeah.
I mean, I think a good world would be one where we make decisions more thoughtfully.
Yeah. Yes. I completely agree. It's like we skip that step.
Yeah, we normally do. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and everything encourages us to skip that step, right?
Yeah.
I mean, with mobile phones, which obviously we all have, and computers, and we everything encourages us to make a choice based on, gut level reactions and advertising and so on. And we're not encouraged to think carefully and critically about the decisions we're making.
Mm.
That has bad consequences, I think.
Yeah, stomach aches. And wars.
Yeah, stress. I mean, yeah, absolutely. Wars as well. Yeah, sure. I mean, you can go on, and I mean, there's lots of bad aspects of our society that come out of this kind of thing. But I think that's a good vision.
More philosophically informed decisions.
Yeah.
How would you argue for this to someone who said, why? I mean, philosophy is just. Nobody cares about philosophy. Right. I like to sit around and philosophize with a glass of wine every now and then, but not in business.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So in Swedish, you say flumit. Philosophy is flumit.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been had that response so many times. Obviously, if you study philosophy or if you are working on anything in philosophy and you tell somebody what you do, their normal response is, that's weird. And then the second one is, well, why does it matter? And maybe the third one is, well, that's nice for you because now you can say whatever you want and nobody cares. So, but I think people get it totally wrong. People think that philosophy, and maybe there's maybe some philosophers who have made this easy to pick on. Maybe somebody like Heidegger who people pick up and have absolutely no idea what it means. But I mean, I think philosophy tends to be extremely rigid, much more than people expect. So if you're going to present something in philosophy, in some sense it's true, you can present whatever you want and argue for whatever you want, but you have to argue for it and you have to give reasons, and that's very difficult. So you might have a very bizarre starting point. You know, the classic one. Some philosopher might say, oh, chairs don't exist or something like that. And people respond to that by saying, that's just absolutely ridiculous. Of course they exist. It's right there.
I can see it.
Right. But it's not necessarily ridiculous, and you've got to sit through the explanation of of that to try and...
It's even and more ridiculous that you end up in a situation where you can't prove that chairs exist.
Well, yeah. that's right. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, people are perfectly fine with science coming out with all kinds of odd things. Recently, I just read a headline that said, a scientist says that the universe is actually a hologram. And you think, well, maybe it's the fault of the headline, right? I mean, it makes no sense. But people can accept that from science. But when it comes to philosophy, people don't have any patience. And that's partly because they don't know much about it.
Yeah. A world where people, especially in business, make more philosophically informed decisions. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I mean, I think businesses are made up of people.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, it's really about people making more philosophically informed decisions. And I'm especially interested in businesses just because businesses have such power in our society. So for good and bad, I think. So, I mean, if businesses are making more philosophically informed decisions, I think it would be better for everybody. We tend to be overly concerned, I think, about profitability or returns on the stock market and so on. Not that those aren't important, but that businesses are also a part of society.
Yeah.
And if they think more broadly, they might both do better to society, i.e. not be stuck in short-term thinking in terms of gains in the stock market in the next year, next quarter, which oftentimes they get stuck in. And they might think more broadly, think about what they could do to actually make significant differences in the world.
Exactly. You can also encourage them to sort of to make vision and mission statements.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, a lot of companies do that and they just put it up on the wall and then they forget about it.
Yes.
And nobody knows what it means.
Or it doesn't really make sense. I mean, it's also a good idea. I like to say that because I revise my mission and vision statement all the time.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea to revise it every now and then.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, there's a good advice I would think would be that once a year, yeah, you know, companies should come back to their core fundamental values or visions and reevaluate them. I mean, I'm not suggesting that, you know, business people should sit around and do philosophy all day. Or maybe individuals should more so.
Maybe 2 days a week.
Maybe 2 days a week, yeah. I don't know. I just think that there's a lot of return you can get from doing some basic philosophy.
Yeah.
So for a business, if they spend, you know, they have like a days away, they have planning sessions. And if they devoted an hour out of that, as opposed to zero,
yeah,
that would have huge returns.
If they devoted
1 day a year,
yeah,
to asking fundamental questions about the business. Why does the business exist?
Yeah.
What are we for? Where are we going and
yes.
why? That has huge returns. And they would benefit hugely from that.
So much bigger returns than you can ever imagine. You know, if you never thought about this, you really should. You should start now.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's like, you know, people oftentimes companies especially, they want to turn to business management. So they bring somebody in to talk about how they could restructure their company to, you know, shave off 5% of inefficiencies. It's not that that's not important, but if that's all you do, you're just tweaking, tinkering with the mechanics of the company.
Yeah.
But you're not doing anything for the overall trajectory of the company.
Exactly. And these will be consequences of your philosophical actions, you know? Will happen anyway.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if you that's actually a really good point. I mean, just because you don't ask the philosophical questions or you don't analyze what is going on in your decision making doesn't mean that it doesn't happen. Decisions get made oftentimes based on inertia, so the company's moving in a certain direction, and so you just end up keep on going that way. We've been doing this for 10 years, so we're going to do it for another year, and that might not work for you that 11th year. It might be that you run out of your business completely falls apart because you haven't been taking care of these kinds of issues,
and your employees quit
Right. Well, I mean, yeah, actually, you could talk about employees as well in this way. You could say, I mean, employees are, they're the most important, everybody says this, right? Employees are the most important part of the business. But very rarely is that taken seriously. But if your employees understand your vision and you communicate to them, well, then they'll be on board with what you're trying to do. They'll be much more likely to be engaged.
And your employees, it's very likely, are philosophical people who just don't know it yet.
Yeah, that's right.
They have a need.
They're all philosophers.
They have a need to philosophize to know why they're there, why they spend so much of their lives at work.
Yeah, oh, and hey, absolutely.
To deny them the possibility to think about it and talk about it and feel that it's that they like to do it. They'll also be, research shows that they'll also be more satisfied with their salaries.
Yes.
You know, that's right. You get all sorts of very positive.
Yeah, well, that's interesting because, I mean, they've shown again and again that raising salary is a very low motivator. So money, people are, there's a lower limit, obviously, but people are not particularly motivated by money.
No. This is not what makes people happy at work.
No.
Certainly.
Right. And it won't make them engaged, and it won't make somebody loyal to the company.
No. It won't make them feel that what they do is meaningful.
That's right. Mm. So where do people find a sense of meaning? They find a sense of meaning from, well, that's quite complex, but they find a sense of meaning at least in understanding what the point is of what they're doing, what they're working with. So,
Du har hört Varför? En podcast från Philprax, Göteborgs filosofiska praktik. Idag i samtal med Joshua Bronson från Bronson Consulting.